Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Bro, you've got a share for us. What's your sharing story that you want us to review?
Girl, it's me. 30 days ago, I met a man on Match.com and we're getting married. Let's get into it.
So recently, I came across this story and it went viral on TikTok of this woman. She is 47 years old. So I'll just read it out because I kind of typed it out and I don't want to miss the points. So she matched with a guy on Match.com, right? She's 47. He's 52. And within 30 days of matching with one another, they had agreed that we're going to get married.
Wow. And there's no TV
they've
program
never,
behind
they've
this.
Never, no, they've never met. Mm-hmm. Oh, they've never met. So she went on TikTok to tell the world about it. So here are some facts around the last month around them dating. So he asked for ring sizes before they met. So they met early. They matched early December. By New Year's Eve, or the day after New Year's, they physically met. But in between those, in the 4 weeks, he had asked for her ring size.
Wow.
By 1 Jan, he had sent her options for like houses that they should start looking at for the two of them.
He's just ticking boxes.
She says she has lived cautiously and carelessly, and none of them have worked in the past. She has done all background checks after people had obviously asked her, ooh, this sounds a little bit like a love bomber. Is he a criminal? What is he doing? She said, I have done all background checks, including STDs, HIV, financial background checks, his criminal records and all of that stuff. She also said it's none of everyone's business. So, he had a fiance. This is the catch though. And this is what everyone kept on stopping at, is the fact that his ex-fiance, that's crazy, his ex-fiance's friend then went on TikTok and said, this guy has a reputation. He did the same thing with my friend.
Oh.
And they were engaged up until 2 months before. So in October, he was planning on marrying this lady's friend. The fiance then came online and said, it is true. And I did give my friend permission to tell my story because I wasn't feeling like telling it. Long story short, people were saying, this is a red flag. Why are you moving so fast? She's saying, I'm 47. He's 52. We both know what we want. She said, it's not rushing. It's perfect alignment. That's what she calls it.
Wow.
So
only reason
I
why
think the question is, wow, is this love bombing? And also, can we define love bombing? Or has she found a man who is ready to settle down because she is?
Her instincts made her write that letter. And her instincts are telling her that something's wrong.
So she didn't write a letter. This is just facts from what she's put out she there put on the internet,
media,
right?
Okay. No, but she put it out on social media because her instincts and subconscious are telling her something's wrong.
Yeah.
That's all she's done. Mm. The guy is blatantly love bombing. 100%. Yeah. 100%.
Because in the month, he has said, these are houses we should look at. Mm. I'm going to come see you. What is your ring size? They've spoken about what the proposal is going to look like, all of that stuff. So they are going to get married.
Can I ask some context? So you said that the friend came out to say he'd done this to my friend.
To her friend, yeah.
Did that person lose anything from it, like financially?
No,
or?
They broke up because he wanted that woman to move to where he is.
Okay.
And she was like, I can't uproot my life in this way. Or, there was some move that needed to happen for them to be together.
So that was the breaking for
them. That was the breaking for them. But that was 2 months before. You were willing to marry someone two months before.
Yeah, that's a bit much.
And then in December, you match with someone and you're like, let's get married. And she's like, yeah, let's get married.
Was he, sorry, I don't want to make this, was he Nigerian? No, I'm racist. You know
the racism.
Oh, come on, man.
Did it start by email?
Racism.
I'm from Ghana.
You know. It's even worse.
Come on, I had to.
You not encourage this racism with laughter.
I had to get you back for the Ghana must go.
Yeah. It may be true, but still, you didn't need to say it. Let people just think
it's not your place to say it, my friend.
I have to express myself.
So yeah, we define love bombing? Because I think another thing is people who are neurodivergent operate and love differently. Mm. And I feel like it's a very neuronormative thing to say it's love bombing. Sometimes it is, but other times it might not be. And we're not diagnosing these people, but what is love bombing nowadays?
There's so many layers to this. But I think the first thing is, from my perspective, love bombing is people who try to artificially accelerate the progress of a relationship, like an escalator relationship. Yeah. And in that, you destabilize the person. And in that destabilization, you're able to get away with more than you normally would.
Okay.
So that could be sex, that could be money, that could be, you know, housing, whatever. But normally there's a desire to extract something from somebody. That's why you do it. What's really interesting, though, and you mentioned neurodivergent, I think a lot of the times the pace in which relationships develop should be set by the individuals, right? So if you've got a neurodivergent and a neuronormative person together, all those language, those words do mean that. And it is really violent for that neurotypical person to like experience this intensity that you may have for them. And they feel like, well, what do you want? And normally it's the neuronormative person that breaks it off. And they get to tell the story of this person that came in and it was just too much. And everyone's like, oh, I love bombed and it's coercion and manipulation and yada, yada, yada. But if you stop it, then you are the reason why it didn't work.
Yeah,
if two neurodivergent people are together and they love bomb each other or they accelerate at the same pace, it's just a great love story.
Yeah.
And so I think often understanding the compatibility of the two people really does matter.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a week is not enough time to know those things about each other.
Yeah. She has that. The reason I bring neurodivergence in because she has openly admitted that she has ADHD. So also people were saying, oh my God, he sent her flowers the first week, every day of the week for 14 days straight as well. So this is nothing new. I think the actions of how you pursue someone, how you court someone, how you love someone, how you show appreciation, all of those things, she's like, but that's how I love too. So this is typically possibly a case of that. I don't know what he's...
Is it sustainable? That's all I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I think it evolves. It's really interesting because
especially
I think...
Especially
with
a stranger.
But I think as long as you're inspired, it is. But I think people who are fear-led would find that really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And then they will start rejecting or not communicating and changing the dynamics, which then creates this sort of like rejection sensitivity. So you just start pulling away. Like I think the breakdown of it is because of the fear, because it's like, well, what does that mean? And I think sometimes it's just like you have to understand the individuals that are at play. But we're not in a world where being neurodivergent as an experience is respected. It's not a justifiable reason why your behavior impacts neuronormative people. Like no one sits there and understands it in a way where it's like, oh, do you know what? He's neurodivergent, so to him that's normal. And so to her, that's not normal and that's just fine, but they're different. It's always like a system, like that neurodivergent person is doing something with a goal of something, and it comes very heavy and like sinister.
Yeah.
So I think that language prevents that real understanding of what's going on. But if you get two neurodivergent people together, they could move in by the end of the month if it makes sense.
That's
and
true.
It may last. And then what is the evidence for that? There's no counter narrative.
Also, you need to think about, I have so many thoughts on this and I don't even know where to start. My first thought is it's none of our business. So I'm just like, if that's what they want to do, like the world is the world, let them be. My second thought is, so I'm neurodivergent and I forced my husband to move in with me after 6 months. And like, we've been together for 9 years now, but our relationship was super sped up. He is not neurodivergent and he found it very extreme, but that's how I love. So I do understand certain parts of this, but then I also, that time frame is way too short for me. I don't get that.
That's a week as well.
30 days.
But adding that extra layer, their age is a big thing. So I'm 34 and I have friends who are in relationships simply because they don't want to be alone in their 30s.
Yeah.
Especially as women, when we've reached that point where we're close to becoming that geriatric mother, that's after 35. And no, medically, it's like, it's insane.
But it's ridiculous. That's why it's a joke.
Yeah, it's a real thing. And I know for a fact that they are with their partners, and I've discussed it with some of them, because they don't want to be alone. And that is that. And it's really, really sad, because there is someone for everyone. Like, you can have, you can be married, you can get divorced, you can find your love, your partner could pass away, you can find your next love. Like, the world is open to you. But, so they're in their late 40s, early 50s. So they're probably like, times are ticking. Let's just fall in love and get it done. I just think it is really fast. So that timeline is a bit alarming, and there are lots of flags there. But like, let's see.
I think that was my next question. So what is a relationship timeline? What does that look like? Oh, when can you say, I'm serious? Because there's so many people who can say, I met you in the first 5 minutes. I knew you were going to be in the rest of my life for as long as I live, whether we're going to be married or not. Like, you understand? Like, you know when you know. You know when you know. So,
but there's a het cis normative way of relationships growing.
Of course, definitely.
And I think, like, so if your LGBT relationships are just different.
Yeah.
They don't operate on the same timelines. Yeah. I think also if your goals aren't married, children, like, you almost kind of like, I meet you, I date you, you know, we're intimate, then we live together, we get married, we have children, and then we die. Like, there's like a whole process of how you do it. But when you change the variables from neuronormative to neurodivergent, or if you change it from the age, or if you change genders, or sexuality, immediately those timelines shift, because some of those things aren't practical or logical steps. And so I think we are all taught the traditional steps of how to do things. And I think it's really important that more people start to disrupt that formula. Like, I think you can have really powerful relationships that are just designed for 10 years. Like, and I feel like not everybody's meant to get married and have children.
You can have real powerful relationships designed for one day. And we both got our separate ways.
But I actually agree with you in the sense that, like, I think sometimes we've been trained to feel like one relationship must be the relationship. And if it's not the relationship, it's a waste of time. And it's not a waste of time. Time is just happening.
So
what you choose to do with that time, whether it's to have a one moment with you, a 6 months, 10 years with me, that doesn't diminish the value of any of those experiences. It's just a choice. And I think because everyone's trying to fulfill that gap, I think you do get in, because of the geriatric pregnancies, you do get a scenario where women are pressured into closing relationships at all costs. So it creates a conversation around, I'm not willing to do anything until a man has put a ring on my finger, or those, that kind of big statements of like, I'm giving nothing until I'm married. If you want anything from me, I want marriage and a commitment.
I've got a lot of friends that are at the geriatric.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey.
If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
In their mid-30s.
Can we not say
yeah. No, no. I said it, but yeah, we
won't say it. But a lot of women that are approaching 40, but because they're holding on to this narrative, I'm like, hey, you know, sometimes you might just have to find a good man.
It's not even that. I don't want to center women because I don't think it's fair. I think it's just me mirroring what happens on both sides of the coin. So it does create this urgency to develop relationships that are long-term and consistent, but not necessarily is anybody prepared for that relationship. And I think a lot of men have found themselves having children with women that they don't have that commitment with. They haven't developed that relationship with because time was a massive factor. And so I think that societal pressure creates an ecosystem of disconnected relationships. Whereas if it's a choice and I'm just like, we're friends, so let's just have children. We're not going to be together romantically, but we have the same values. We want to raise a family. We'll be there for each other. And I love you and I care about you. But we're just going to have a deep friendship. And we're going to co-parent from the beginning. We're not going to do all the romantic stuff. I think there could be a value in new types of conversations. I also think there's conversations where women have children and raise them together as women without the romance as well. Like, I think there are so many different ways that it could be done, which will satisfy the desires of everybody. It takes the urgency and the ugliness out of some of the relationships.
What do you think, Frank?
I don't know if there is. You can put a timeline on love. Does it make sense? Like, it's quite, love is so, you know, so out there, you can't really kind of restrict it and stuff. And it, and in the case of this situation, he could be in love. Some people fall in love in different ways. You can fall in love with someone just messaging them, and you know, for me, you have to meet them, have to build a relationship. But that's just me. So with him and her, they could be like, wow, you know, I love, you know. And let's be honest, that's how a lot of men sometimes court women, especially in Africa. They're like, oh, we are getting married.
No, Nigeria. I don't want no problem.
No. Actually, jokes aside, the way Nigerian men approach women, 100%. I found was quite universal. So basically, the word for love, I love you, is not in the same like rigid terms that I love you is said in English. So when you say I love you, it just means I have amorous feelings towards you. So a man will walk up to a woman he doesn't know and say, but I love you now.
And they will respond.
But it's in every African country. Exactly. It's just how, but it doesn't translate well in English.
Because women
understand that it doesn't mean I'm in deep love with you. But they know.
But the women who come from that country.
Yeah,
because especially when Darwin does it at carnival, you mean?
Hey, I don't, because basically I was born here, innit? So when I went to Nigeria, it baffled me that a man would walk up to a woman and say, I love you. And I'm like, how are you even listening to this man say this? He doesn't know you. But they'll be there kicking in and like, okay, and whatnot, and exchanging digits. And I just used to be confused.
And that's how sometimes when foreign people come into these social climates, and then they meet like an African man. Yeah. An African man says, "Oh, I'm going to marry you." And then they get
to that smooth
voice. They get hypnotized by it.
Yeah,
That's true. And you're there believing it.
Yeah, it's powerful.
But African woman probably would just be like, "Oh, he's just trying to talk to me." Whereas a Western woman probably be like, "Oh,
well,
he knows what he wants."
Because they've never had that intensity.
Yeah. Let me tell you, it's even just in Africa itself. So in South Africa, we know that Nigerian men, because a quarter of our population is Nigerian men, we know that they are very aggressive in their approach. They will mention marriage and they will mention that they love you. That still baffles us, right? So it's not we know how we communicate because we're Africans. It is a very specific, sometimes it's a very tribal thing, sometimes it's a very regional thing.
Because it sounds beautiful in Yoruba. Like, it really does.
Say it for us, can you do it?
We more love her now. She was for me.
Wow.
Like, yeah, my nipple moved. I was like, oh. It's about to go down.
It's very serious. It's very serious. Like most African languages, or sorry, most Germanic languages are very harsh. Mm. Mm. So when you say love, it's harsh. But the truth is, love, as you were saying earlier, it's a mysterious thing.
Indeed.
And whatnot. So how people fall in love is so mysterious. But then, as you said, there's a set way of falling in love and blah, blah, blah. And then not being able to maintain love, because love between those two people weren't supposed to last. Mm. It's mysterious. So it can just be for a time period, but the fallout and whatnot, because you've not been able to adhere to these steps of life that we've all been programmed to try and fall into, doesn't make sense. So hopefully as humanity starts to become mature, because I still think we're in an infancy stage. The fact that we're only just now talking about diverse people and neuronormative people, like that conversation in about 50 years would be like, you only discovered that in 2024. That doesn't make sense. Like we're in our infancy. The fact that we still have wars, that capitalism still at the height of how we drive humanity forward, and it's causing death and it's causing all these things, and we're not putting our well-being ahead of things, shows that we are still in our infancy. And as humanity matures, we will have better discourses about love and how to be with one another. If that makes sense.
Well said. Can I just touch on the time frame? Just thinking, there are so many arranged marriages that happen in so many cultures,
and they work.
I have lots of friends. Well, I have a few friends whose parents met through an arranged marriage, and they've been married for 30, 40, 50 years. I think
there could be more value in that. And I know in the US in the 50s and 60s. You getting set up by a group of friends, and everybody was accountable to a friend. So it'd be like, I know you're single, so this is Franklin, and you two should date. And then they would date. It was much more common that you would date within your community. And I think we've kind of lost that. And I think after, you know, reviewing sort of 15, almost 20 years of relationships, I was like, actually, my mum always knew. My mum always had a really strong view, and she would come in, and she would never get in the way. But she would be like, oh, that's interesting. You have fun with that one. She would say stuff like that. And then I know that what the level is. And at that time, I'm blinded because it's like, it was summer.
Yeah.
I'll tell you the story about the time when a woman came to my house with no underwear on because it was hot.
Hallelujah.
And my mum never, my mum was livid.
Like, how did your mum know?
Just because you'd tell. She had on like a loose fitting dress.
Wow.
And there was no panty line.
Oh, Lord.
You know, if that was a dad, he'd be like, yeah,
no, no, son, welcome home.
Wait, come home. Look, have a son.
She just that's made the comment where she said, that's not right. Yeah, you don't come into big people's house without underwear on, yeah? And I'm just like, mom, you know, she's a good woman, you know, yada, yada, yada. But every time she's made her estimation and she shared it with me in the most loving way, there's been an element of truth that makes it profoundly unworkable. Like, she spotted it early. So I wouldn't even be against the idea of, like, not arranged necessarily, but people that come from your family that are presented to you to try and meet. Because I think a stranger meeting a stranger on the app, no one knows each other's background. You don't know if their family are crazy or billionaires, and trying to forge love and respect. I think it's impossible. I also think when you're having long-term successful relationships, I think your families matter. And that's really underestimated. Like, do your family, if they don't get on, there's normally a thread between you two as to what will be the disconnect. Because I think culture, class, behaviors really do matter. And so if you can't stand his parents, or his parents can't stand you or theirs, there's always a reason why, and it should be paid attention to. So I think it could be arranged marriages could be a thing, or arranged relationships could be a really good thing that happens off the back of everyone fed up of going on Hinge.
It's amazing that how we've lost those sort of cultural nuances that used to work for us, and it worked to our benefit, and we've come into this Western society and we've got rid of them because they seemed archaic or manipulative. And the narrative about arranged marriages, if you look at the general narrative, is that it's forced and whatnot. But in truth, it's not.
No.
And there's so many successful marriages are happening. Like, I'm sure if they was to do the stats on it, you'd see that arranged marriages always outperform the blind marriages.
It feels like, because I've been with my husband for 9 years, and we got married after 8. And, like, we've done so much in 8 years. 8 years is a really long time. So if you're starting from now, we'd have 8 years of like really fun, like the honeymoon period. It was all really, I feel like you gain more from an arranged marriage than you would from, I'm not saying I'm not enjoying my life. I love you, my sweet darling. Yeah. But just thinking like how marriages work, they're hard and you have to put a lot of work into them. But at the beginning, if you get married when you're dating, it must be more fun. You're like learning as you go.
A lot of discovery. And look, I think when you know where someone's come from, there's certain things. And also when things go left, your parents call their parents. And it creates a conference where like, the little things, the tit for tats don't really get much air because they're going to come in and help you come to a solution. Like, I just think that I think a massive part of where we disconnect now in this particular time is that our families are not centered in our day to day, in our solutions. Everyone's estranged from their family on their own, trying to meet friends and strangers and build long term, like new families through friendships. And I think actually you need to really reconnect to your family and use that as an anchor to go into the world in. I just, you know, and I want to make sure my kids can find me, connect with me when they're old, rather than kind of be around like, oh, I'm just trying to find somewhere to stay, or I want to go to my friend's house. Like, you don't need to go to your friend's house. My house is your friend's house. Like, point, there's a certain point where it's like, I'm not parent. I kind of, you know, I think the core DNA of my children is in them. They you know, the values are in them. Now it's just, how do you apply that to every scenario? At some point they're gonna need help, and I'm like, I'll reestablish some of those things. Like, I have a thing right now where my son's, he got bullied off the ball by someone that's 4'2". My son's 4'7", and I was like, why are you letting little boys do ticky-tacky football around you? Like, and I was just like, I got two instruments, and I was like, look, the next time he goes ticky-tacky, knock him out of the way. Just like, take the ball. And I was like really coaching him this morning because I was like, I don't want to see my son get knocked over by a 4 foot boy doing step overs. And so like, that's when he needs me. But like, day to day, he's just living. Like, he performed at the O2 Arena yesterday. Like, he's just living a whole life on his own. And I just get to watch, and I'm like, oh, how was it? And he's like, yeah, it was good. We sung. It was 9,000 kids and da, da, da. And I was like, this is amazing. So my job now is just to check in, and I want him to be so comfortable and safe and anchored that he can just go home.
You know what I love about Blake is that he's got this level of cool that I can't imagine you having.
Yeah, I know. He's the influencer that I want to be.
Yeah, no. He's when you meet him, you immediately know. And I said it to you when I first met him. He just got this air about him. I can't explain it. Like, but he is that guy. Like, already.
Yeah. Bless him.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.